In a little while we go.
It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live, live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
We're turning our attention now to our daily focus. It's 2 o'clock. It's time for us to talk to the good pastor, Maxwell Zulu, who's talking to us, has been talking to us, and still going to be talking to us about barrenness, spiritual barrenness. But today, we're focusing on barrenness in relationships. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, and God bless the listeners around. Thank you.
So we're talking about barrenness in relationships, a very, very heartbreaking condition to find yourself in. But how does ineffective or strained communication contribute to a sense of relationship or relational barrenness?
Well, one would definitely agree that communication is a key to a healthy relationship. Actually, you may be dreaming if you want to be in a good relationship without working on your communication skills. And actually, most relationships have fallen off because of bad habits of communication. Imagining that one is ineffective in communication, that will definitely... That may not definitely spark some, sparks of love and affection and emotional connection between, girlfriend, boyfriend, fiancé and spouse, husband and wife. You cannot divorce communication to just feeling glued, feeling cared for, feeling emotionally secure. And the other extreme is perhaps you find somebody who just wants to strain you, like they want you online every time. Like you try to breathe, what you're doing. You try to pick a phone. Hey, who are you talking to? I think the two extremes can be gapped in a moderation where there is consensual and balanced communication between families and brother, sister, husband and wife, and girlfriend. That kind of communication really be healthy.
Indeed. In fact, that would probably lead to the idea of people keeping grudges and conflict. Can unresolved conflicts or grudges lead to a barrenness in interpersonal relationships, and how?
Come again?
Barrenness in relationships. Can unresolved conflicts or grudges lead to a barrenness in interpersonal relationships? And if so, how could that happen?
Great. Actually, grudges that haven't been dealt with, like if you have interpersonal wrangles in the family, interpersonal wrangles amongst, wives and husbands, if you're harboring something in the heart, there is no way you would look at a person in a manner that would invite emotional growth that is in a loving sense. Therefore, if I haven't forgiven you, if you haven't come to ask for forgiveness, the high possibility is that there will be a desert between you and me. Actually, in my heart, you're most likely in a desert because we haven't resolved. And I must also intimate the fact that couples, families should endeavor to resolve conflicts. Actually, it's been proven that oftentimes your emotions grow after you forgive.
Oh.
Actually, I don't know if you have ever experienced this, but personally, I've experienced it where, there is that aura, that aroma of love that comes after you settle a dispute. That is important. That actually encourages the nerves of love to just sparkle back. And so definitely unresolved and unconfessed faults, and there are people who just don't want to agree they're wrong. I mean, definitely
you're right.
You wouldn't look at the same them the same way.
Hmm. Indeed, indeed. Wow. So if we're moving from there, perhaps we just move slightly down the line and talk about these ways of destroying trust. In what ways does a lack of trust hinder the development of deep, meaningful connections with others?
When trust is broken, it has implications. I may not believe your statements easily, and my not believing your statements or my statements easily may actually lead you to think, I don't like you, I don't trust you, I don't buy your statements, I don't, and that would just send you off the hook of growth that comes interpersonally. And so it is good to really be intentional about building trust, because trust is never imposed. Trust is actually earned. And I've heard people trying to force people to trust people. You don't need to force people to really trust you. Trust should be earned. And so it is imperative that as interpersonal relations may be ongoing, we get intentional really about creating bonds via trusting each other.
Indeed, indeed. And then another problem is comparing ourselves. How does the habit of comparing ourselves to others and feeling envy impact the vitality of relationships?
Well, that one is a very cardinal and very common problem, actually, because you are driving a Volvo, but your heart is in a Mercedes-Benz. Are you enjoying the Volvo? Really, you are with someone and you are busy comparing them to another person.
Yeah.
I think that's outwardly very unfair.
Okay.
In the first place, that is born out of the heart that is carnal.
Okay.
Because a carnal mind is never content.
Okay.
A carnal mind is never content. But when Christ becomes a resident in the heart, you can really begin to appreciate your spouse. You can really begin to appreciate the family you belong to. You can begin to appreciate your friend. And the steam of comparing them, the comparative level would really die out in the contentment that is brought out by the Holy Spirit. It's not something that you can achieve by going to school. It's not something really that you can achieve by getting to a disciplined school. It is something that the Holy Spirit works in you.
Okay.
To really appreciate your spouse day in, day out is not an evolvement of academic endeavor. It is really a heart that is being worked on by God.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And how do unrealistic expectations of others lead to constant disappointment and relational barrenness?
Correct. Actually, it's important to realize and know that so long as we are human, we are bound by limitations.
Okay.
Therefore, to really heighten the antenna of anticipation and expectations, you heighten the possibility of disappointment.
Mm.
Because of my finite, my not being infinite, I risk it when somebody looks for more than what I could actually provide.
Okay.
It is actually detrimental to expect, but it's always a blessing to think of giving out.
Okay.
People who actually expect are rarely givers.
Yeah.
Givers are people that are rarely disappointed.
Okay.
And by givers, I mean givers who give without a thought of you know, what will I get in return?
Yes.
But really, that's us who are blessing without the second thought of what will be my portion in return. Those are the blessings that I'm talking about. They barely get hurt. They'll give you money, and the time you don't give them money, they'll, it's all right, perhaps it doesn't have. But the people who help you in anticipation of your help, the day you will not assist them, they will tell you the date, the time, the year, the season when they assisted you.
That's right.
Just they didn't mean to help you for help. They meant to help you so that next time you're in need, they could get help from you.
Yes.
And so really, interpersonal relationships can be crippled by expectations. The more we limit our expectations, I want to find my wife has cooked for me, she has ironed me this. No, I try to tone down on your expectations. The lesser the expectations, the lesser the disappointment.
That's right. That's right. My final question for this, and I'll let you go. Can a lack of shared purpose or a lack of shared goals contribute to a feeling of directionlessness in a relationship?
Definitely. How do you ride in the same boat, sailing to a destination that only one person knows? So the vision shared between parties is a vision that can be carried on even when one party is no more. I have seen couples really struggle after the demise of a spouse, and really that is as a result of unshared goals and shared dreams and shared visions. If I have a vision, my spouse should know I'm dreaming of this, and the reason why we are saving up, we want to get that. If I die, perhaps, the chances are high that our dream will not die with my death. And so really, imagine you are in a relationship. That's another side that I'm bringing in right now. Imagine you're in a relationship. Your spouse hasn't told you she's doing her own thing. She's building this for herself. You're just not together. It's like the only time you're together is in the bedroom.
Mm.
Really, people that have come together should share goals, should share visions. It's a mutual communion, a mutual journey that you don't just share bodies, you share ideas and goals, and you work towards them to grow together. And I must extend this that if your goal for the next 5 years is education, the husband should know that the wife too has the right to education. You can feather her education while you're feathering yours. Don't block somebody. Share the goal. Let education be a goal for that particular couple, if that period has been set for education.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all right. I hear you, Mfundisi. That helps a lot. That helps. Today we were talking about the idea of barrenness in relationships, and Mfundisi Maxwell Zulu giving us some perspective. Mfundisi, please pray for us before we part ways.
Please, let's pray together. Jehovah God, we thank you for the privilege of sharing a few ideas that could help us to have better relationships. You formed a woman and a man. From then, they had children. You preordained relationships. I pray that you may continue to guide and govern each one who is in a family, each one who is in a relationship, each one who is trying to get into marriage, and those that are married. I pray that you may help us to live lives that are fulfilling one to another for the glorification of your holiest name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Maxwell Zulu, thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
All right. We appreciate the good pastor there for his insights, his perspective on the idea of barrenness. We're still continuing with him tomorrow.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.